You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, be sure to tune in to News Channel 5, the new TV home of the Cleveland Browns, to watch every Browns preseason game this season. Coverage for this Thursday's game begins at 7 p.m. with the premiere episode of Building the Browns. Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Before we get to the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, we are going to go to the phone lines and go north of the border for our friend Cam from Canada.
Gentlemen.
What's up, buddy? How are you, Cam?
Doing great. Really appreciate all the media. You guys are doing a great job. And
thanks,
I'm catching up on everything, just having to do it at different hours.
But, you know, you're running out of days, Cam, to get down here to Cleveland or to Berea for training camp.
It's like God just said, I want to just ruin this guy's month, and gave me all the work to do and came in the way of getting down there. But anyways, guys got to work, right? So
absolutely,
here, yeah.
But really appreciate everything. And the thing I was going to say regarding the injuries is we have to keep in mind here, folks, that like these supplements now, with the amount of chemistry that's going into it, like it's doing the exact same thing that we were afraid of with performance enhancers, which was number one, obviously the health issues to the organs. But more importantly, it puts tremendous strain on areas where tendons are involved and ligaments are involved, and it's just a bad formula. So what happens is, you know, number one, and you guys will know this, but these supplements, they drain, you know, the water out of every area they can possibly drain it out of to increase trigger pressure in muscles, and so the muscles blow up, but you have weak points in every muscle group. So that's generally hamstrings go. That's biceps, pec tears, and that kind of thing too can go. Sure. So I don't know. I just think right now, like, science is just advancing. I'm with you guys 100%. Science has advanced so much in the areas of supplementation, and I think the league has to step in at some point and say, we need to clear the slate here and get back to basics, because we're basically creating Borgs right now, and I don't think their tendons and ligaments and muscles can really keep up with it. And I'm scared of what's happened to their organs, to be honest with you, too.
Yep. Cam, thank you for the call. And he brings up a great point. And as much as the coaches and the trainers and the staff that they have here that go into, you know, the body performance of these young men, there's a certain point where if it is, in fact, a legal product, they don't disclose what they're taking.
Sure.
To the coaches, to, you know, and other players. There's guys that didn't want other players to be taking what they're taking because they feel like they're getting some type of competitive advantage. Yeah, absolutely.
And you do wonder, it was just kind of the point I was making. You wonder if the body, you know, you can't, at least as far as I know, and you might know, but there's nothing you can build your muscles and all that. There's very little you can't build your tendons.
No.
You can't build your ligaments.
I mean, drink milk to strengthen your bones. You know,
right.
It's like, so your, and that's what I've seen that happen. David Boston was a guy that I played with, you know, played before me at Ohio State, but then ended up signing a deal with the Chargers. He was so bulky, you know, by being in all those PEDs, that his bone structure couldn't, like, maintain his athletic movement because of the bulk on top of it, if that makes sense.
Right.
There's a reason why you don't see a bodybuilder, you know, these bodybuilders, you know, playing sports or playing basketball. You know, they're not built for that.
No, it's tough.
Looks great. It
looks good. That's right.
It's cool.
It looks good.
I'll race you.
They'd look very good in a jersey without a T-shirt underneath.
Sure. Yes, you would.
Fantastic.
Jorts. They work out in jorts.
All the time.
With the fanny pack.
Yeah, Zubaz. All right. We are now going to go here from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, who addressed the media following today's practice.
Well, no more. I mean, I don't think it's anything serious.
Did you get tests and stuff done, or just having checked?
Well, yeah. Normal. Just getting checked.
Hey, Mike. Yesterday, Wilbur talked about still waiting for one of the running backs to step up and be the guy that wants to be the ball carrier, be the premier guy in the scheme of the offense, the way things go. And I know injuries have played into it a little bit. What's your theory? Is there a guy, do you feel you have one of those guys that can step up and be the
Well, we're hopeful, guy. But it's hard. If you're not practicing, it's hard to step up and be the guy. That's I think, the source of frustration for all of us.
Like, Phil Taylor looked like he got the most reps in team drills today than he had all camp. Can you just talk about the progress he's making and what, maybe, I don't know if you noticed him at all today out there?
Yeah, I definitely saw him out there. A lot of his reps, we kind of leave it up to him, what he feels comfortable. I mean, because he's still very much, in recovery mode. And that's a hard thing. There's no way during the rehab to simulate taking on a double team and having 600-plus pounds leaning against you and all that. So he'll, he talks every day, communicates well with Coach Weaver, and, they'll have a daily plan for him.
What do you need to see from him in the four preseason games to show you that he's ready to contribute week one?
Just feedback from him that he's confident, that it doesn't show it, with that injury. Typically, it'll show up on tape, especially when he starts to get tired. You can tell if he's favored one leg over the other. So I just think time will tell with Phil.
Is Kenny Barnage taking that number one tight end job?
Yeah, Gary's done a nice job. I mean, we play with multiple tight ends, but right now, if we had to put one out there, it would be Gary. Gary's the ultimate professional, comes out, does his job, prepares well, very rarely has a mental mistake. I think has a lot better hands than people give him credit for. And from a measurable standpoint, I mean, he's a big target. Not the fastest guy, but he's veteran enough, he knows how to get open.
And how is he as a blocker?
He's solid. I mean, there are times where, he might struggle with an elite guy. But I think I feel confident with him against most of the guys that he'll go up against.
It looks like Justin Gilbert's getting a lot of reps at kick returner. Are you interested in seeing him take that role at all?
Sure, he'll be part of that mix. That we know that he had that the resume from Oklahoma State coming in here that he had some success doing it, and I'm sure we'll get some looks at him doing it in the preseason.
Has Kruger's role changed at all as far as leadership? Jabal left. He was kind of one of the senior guys back there. How has his role changed at all?
I see Paul taking on more of a leadership role, and the good thing about it is it's not forced. I just think he feels very comfortable in the system, coming off a very successful year ago, and he sees a place, a void where he can step up and in his own way be a leader, and he's done it.
Mike, how would you describe Kirksey's season last year, and what kind of jumps have you seen him early on in camp?
I thought Chris did he did some really good things for us last year, but it was typical, some rookie issues. But I thought for the most part he handled it very well. Did a very nice job on special teams. Was kind of job sharing with Craig at that second linebacker spot. And then when Carlos got hurt, his reps went up and he responded and played well. So he's taken that natural jump in the year two. And that's why we have very high expectations for him and obviously holding him to a very high standard.
We've got time for about two more. We got
to
wrap.
Back to Phil Taylor. When he is healthy and able to play, where does he fit on the D line now? Is he man?
No, he'll be an inside guy. He'll be in either A gap or B gap. So he could be a shade, a nose, or a three technique.
I know McDonald's been with the behind Joe at left tackle, and Bowie jumped in for him. If Joe misses any kind of time, who would be some of the other options?
Well, Cam's a guy that would have to take some work there as well. Bowie can slide over as you mentioned. That's something we need to talk about, just depending on if there is any time missed.
All right, guys, we got to wrap here.
Thanks, Mike.
That was the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, checking in after today's practice. Michael Bowie, for those wondering, came in and played left tackle once Joe Thomas left and was working as a second team left tackle pretty much all day today.
Yes.
As well. So he's a guy that coaches have singled out as being someone who's made big strides. And in fact, there were a couple big runs behind him to the left side today. One on a toss sweep where he just completely set the edge, and another there was a cutback and he kind of sealed the backside off and was able to allow the back to get back around him and get up the sideline.
Yeah, he's a mauler.
He's a mauler.
And I would think this run game behind him would look a little different than it does with Joe Thomas. And no knock against him. It's just one person's strong suit versus another person's weakness.
Right. It's just right. It's exactly right. Joe Thomas, one of the best pass-blocking left tackles in the game, one of the best left tackles to ever play the game. As you talked about, Michael Bowie, just a physical, big, strong guy who's more of a road grader out there on the edge. All right, when we come back, it will be hour number two. We're going to kick things off with a very interesting conversation with running back coach Wilbert Montgomery, who basically called out his backs saying, nobody wants this job, and I want to make sure they do want this job. We got to find a guy to be our bell cow. Hear the entire thing from Wilbert Montgomery, something that made national headlines right after this.